Invitation song is number 319.
Yeah, it's good to see everybody out this evening. Always wonderful to come together to study God's Word, to build up one another and continue to encourage each other, to continue to fight that good fight as we have the opportunity to do so. Always glad to be with brother and sister in Christ. If you want to open up your Bibles, to turn along with me. We're going to start our lesson in Deuteronomy chapter 29. Deuteronomy chapter 29, we're going to be looking at a verse here, and the rest of the lesson is going to be based off it. So Deuteronomy 29, 29. Here it reads, it says, "The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us, and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of His law, of this law." And so as we read this, and of course this is going under the old covenant, the old law, and looking here as words are being spoken at that time, and that law is as the end of it's talking about. But it still continues to work as we look into the New Testament and as we continue to study the Old Testament. There are many times as we go throughout our studies, and we do it as we're going through Bible class, and we do it as I do it as I'm studying at home, and many times we get caught up and we start to ask certain questions. We start to question some stuff. And I don't think it's wrong to sit there and ponder about some things, but then it comes to how it affects our faith, what we do when we act upon it, and where we go from that point on, that it can cause us harm. That it can cause us to go down the wrong direction. That as we look at this verse, we come to the understanding that God has given us all things that we need to understand. And everything we need to know. What He knows we need to know. He's given it all to us. And yet we being curious mind people, we start to question things. And I know I certainly can get caught up and start listening things that and I'm like, well, where? How about this? How about that? Like, I like to sit back and, you know, we start with Adam, and then we got Eve, and then they had children, and Cain and Abel, you know, that scenario, one dies, and then Cain is leaving the land, and then he ends up marrying somebody. I'm like, where did those extra, where did they come from? You know, or better yet, we got the flood just down the road, and everybody else dies, and then all of a sudden there's people again. You know, where did those people come from? And so I sit there, I kind of am like, well, did it just take time that God allowed them to populate the earth again? Or did God create more people? It's not revealed. So I can't sit there and just dwell on that and allow that to affect my faith, though. I mean, some people could sit there and dwell on something like that and allow it to affect their faith. Time again, we go through and things that we study and we read about certain people and as they go through certain situations and we don't necessarily see God condemn them for their actions, yet we're sitting there like, that seems like they're going the wrong direction there. We kind of did that today as we talked about David. And some of the scenarios he goes forth, was he wrong for kind of lying there and bending the truth or was he not? You know, we talked about, I remember when we went through the book of Judges, and we talked about Samson, and, you know, since he was a designated Nazirite, was he technically in sin when he did certain things? We start to question some things. But all we have to tell us is what the Word of God has to tell us, what God has revealed for our faith. And so I want to take the time this morning to study the Word of God and see that we need to fully trust in His Word, that we need to hold on to these words here and see that we don't need to go beyond the Scriptures and understand that God has given us everything that is necessary. So I ask that you follow along as we go through the rest of the Scriptures this evening. And first point I want to bring out is that we don't need to go beyond it. We don't need to add to it. We don't need to take away from it. More talking about adding to it tonight because this is a time frame and mindset of, well, you know, this is something that could have happened and we just sit there and plot and, you know, I can sit there and we start wondering how it could play out. And sometimes we open up our commentaries and they themselves get caught up in going in saying this. And you're like, well, is there any biblical proof to go along with what they're saying? You know, there might be some culture proof and some dating age to go along with it, but then we, does the Bible line up with it? We don't need to add to the words of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6. Here he says, "Now these things, brethren, I have figuratively transferred to myself and Apollos for your sakes, that you may learn in us not to think beyond what is written, that none of you may be puffed up on one behalf, one against the other." And so here bringing out that we don't think beyond what is written. God has revealed to us what he wants us to know. And so therefore, don't get caught up in thinking that we're wiser than God and that we need to know more than what he has revealed to us and thinking beyond the scriptures. Don't think beyond the word of God. In Revelation 22, 18 and 19, yes, we look to the book of Revelation and see here all that is revealed there. And I know we can sit there and question a lot of the things that we read throughout Revelation and wish that God would explain in a little better detail so that it makes it easier to understand. But as we go back here in Revelation 22, 18 and 19, it says, "For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book, if anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of the prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book." And it's so important to have these verses right here. Again, and all the verses that God has revealed to us are important, but verses that tell us don't add to the scripture. Don't go beyond. Don't think beyond it. Don't take away from it, because we know that Satan, as we look at examples through the Word of God, that he twists the Word of God. He kind of takes a little bit away, or he implies something a little more than what God had said. And it's easy that mankind follow in that direction and adding to and taking away. That as they search through the scriptures and say, "Well, see here, it's saying this, and so therefore that means that God's already chosen everybody that's going to heaven. That there's only so many people that's going to go there, and that Jesus is going to return at this time." And they start to try to guess what the date is by using scriptures. But then they're going beyond, because the Bible actually doesn't say anything there, adding to the Word of God. And so in Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 2, even under the old law, they were commanded not to go beyond the Word of God, not to add to these scriptures. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and in verse 2. As it says, "You shall not add to the word which I command you, nor take away from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I commanded you." Again, telling us that we can't go beyond the scriptures. We can't add to the scriptures. In Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 6. Proverbs 30. And reading here and in verse 6, it says, "Do not add to his word, lest he rebuke you, and you be found a liar." Again, that's what it gets caught up in. Sometimes we don't see it that way. We see as we look at in the New Testament, time and again, it talks about false prophets and false teachers. And we know some people are fully convinced in their faith, fully convinced in what is being taught wherever they're choosing to go to worship. But if they're adding to the Word of God and they're not, again, it may just be the point that they're not asking questions and searching the Scriptures. They're taking it on the base of what someone else has said. But here it says, if you've added to it, you're going to be found out a liar. We cannot go beyond the words of God. As we go back to Deuteronomy 29:29, again, it tells us that the secret things are God's, but the things that are revealed are ours. God has given us a great amount of detail, a great amount of things throughout the Word of God. As we search the Scripture, sometimes we might go through it and say, "What's the point of us knowing this, though? Why did God put that in there and not tell us this over here?" There's a reason. We have to be willing to search the Scriptures, ask those questions, continue to study to find out what it is we can know and understand about what God has given to us. But he's given to us for a reason. In Romans chapter 15 and in verse 4, Romans 15 and verse 4 here, and it tells us, "For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope." Again, telling us that we search the Scriptures and you study the Old Testament. Why? Because it's given to us. God gave it to you. God gave it to me so that we can open it up and have hope. so that we can learn from it. Too often we might go, well, the Old Testament, we're not bound by it. So, you know, we're not bound by the offerings that are made there. We're not bound to keep the Sabbath because that's commanded under the Old Testament. We're not bound by these things. So therefore, why study? Because there's a lot of learning we can learn from. A lot of application we can see being applied in the New Testament. And we get a little bit of a detailed understanding of what happened in the days of creation. And we learn the prophecies that took place that leads us up to Christ. It's all there for our learning. And again, we're commanded to study these things, to be diligent in our studies. In 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15, it says, "Be diligent to present yourselves approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." One who knows the word of God, who understands it, who when someone is talking and they start saying, "Well, the Bible says this," and you know whether or not it does. And you sit there and say, "Well, where's that found? Is there," again, we don't have a Bible verse that says book, chapter, and verse because they weren't divided up in chapter and verses when they were written. But when we do that, we're saying, where in the letter to the Romans? Where in the book of Moses and Deuteronomy did it say that? And so book, chapter, and verse helps us figure out where and how it was said, what context. So we have to be willing to study these things. And again, here in 2 Timothy 3:16, 17, as we've been trying to point out since we went to Deuteronomy 29:29, the things revealed are for us, and they're what we need, and God knows what we need. And so it says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, fully equipped for every good work." And so it tells us that it has everything that a man of God needs in order to be what? In order to be complete, or as King James reads, in order to be perfect. We can be complete, we can be whole. It tells us what we need to do in order to have our sins washed away and that we can be white as snow. It has everything we need. Everything in order to us to get to heaven, to spend eternally in heaven with our Father, with the Son, with the Holy Spirit. It's all revealed to us in the Word of God, everything we need to know. So there's nothing that we need to add to it. And we may sit there and question, what took place here? Why didn't he specify, get more specific in these certain spots to help us? But God given us everything He knows we need to know. Everything we need in order to get to heaven. And so we have to just be willing to study His Word. Romans 10:17. That's where our faith comes from. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so we have to search the Scriptures. We have to be willing to look to it as we continue our lives upon this earth. And when it comes down to it, it comes down to, do you trust in the Lord? Do you trust in God? Do you trust in the Scriptures that He has given to us? Not to go your own path, not to go down the path that some man has made, but to follow the Scriptures that He has given to you. Put our faith in Him, to trust in the Lord. In Proverbs chapter 3 and in verse 5, Proverbs chapter 3 and in verse 5. There's a reason here, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." Again, we can learn to do this right here. Learn to trust in the Lord and not lean on our own understanding. Because again, that's where you get caught up in those questions, and we go down, there's just got to be something else there. He's left something out. You know, there had to be. Well, there didn't have to be. You know, God is God, and God has the power. Again, we're talking about the God who created this entire universe, this world, and everything inside of it. And so therefore, if God wanted something to happen, God made it happen. He spoke things into existence. He's the God that is powerful enough to destroy this entire world in the end. And so just trust on Him. Lean on Him. and say that we're not wise enough to understand everything that God has done. We trust in the Lord. In Psalm 9, in the ninth psalm, and looking at verse 10. Psalm 9, and in verse 10. As it reads here, it says, "And those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you." Again, putting your trust in God. Because we know that God has always been there for those who follow Him. Has always blessed those who have done what is right. Even as we study throughout the Old Testament, we look to those who were not children of Israel. When they were doing right, and they did right to the children of Israel, as He made that covenant with Abraham, He said, "I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you." He kept His word there, that those who did good unto the children of Israel, those who did good, who were not caught up in full corruption and evil, and had good morals, and in the end, He was always planning to open up salvation to everyone. And that's where our Lord and Savior came in, and He died on the cross so that all could have the opportunity for salvation. And so again, just put our trust in God. He has a plan. He has a way. Let us lean on Him, because He is wiser than we are. In Psalm 37, and in verse 4, Psalm 37 and in verse 4. You read along with me here, starting in verse 4. It says, "Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday." Trust in Him. It's what it comes down to, is that we have to learn to give ourselves over to God. To just fully rely on God. You know, remember those bracelets from FROG. Fully rely on God. Trust in Him. As we search the Scriptures, study it knowing that God is the one that is the author of this book. We often go, and well, Paul wrote these letters, Moses wrote this, the prophets wrote these. Remember, they were all moved by the Holy Spirit. And so therefore, God is our author. And Jesus is the author of salvation to all who obey Him. So we have to trust in the Lord and give ourselves over to Him. I don't want to leave without extending the invitation this evening. If there's any here this evening that have not obeyed the gospel, but understand what the Word of God has to say. What the Word of God has to say. And they've searched the Scriptures. They understand that if they, by their study, by their hearing the Word of God, that they've gained faith in who Jesus is and what He can do for them. And they want to put sin behind them, and they want to confess their faith, and you want to be baptized in Christ, then do it now. Because you believe and you understand, now it just takes that act. It takes the courage to step up and come forward to do it. And in doing so, you'll be setting an example to all that are here today, everyone that will see what you have done, the life, how you will change it as you continue to live faithfully to the Lord. By putting your trust in God. When they come to you asking you why did you change, asking you why is it you have joy in your heart, why is it that you continue to live in a certain lifestyle, it's because you trust in God. And He has revealed to you that He has prepared a home in heaven for those who obey and live faithful till the end. So that is what you're doing. We don't want to leave without extending the invitation to all, to any who need to pray to the congregation, if you need to be baptized, please let it be known as we stand and sing.
In the sweet voice.